This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock, hour number 2. I'm in for Mike. Mike back on Monday.
Hey, Jeremy, real quick, was when Connor was there, was he in Central Michigan gear?
He was not. He was in a suit.
Okay.
Michigan tie.
Just question. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think there was a chance, since he's famous for sign stealing, he was there to steal documents from the court?
Oh. Was he wearing spyglasses?
I'll have to get back to you on that next update. Yes. We have a bottom.
I'm going back home, guys. Have a nice one.
But there's still 3 hours left of the program. What's the problem? By the way, I just saw the Aaron Rodgers price of the jersey. It went down. So maybe you guys want to get David that. Anyway, listen, Jeremy brought it up. By the way, there was a move. Andy Ibañez down, Jamai Jones up. I think a lot of Tiger fans are frustrated with Ibañez, especially yesterday. Couldn't hit a lefty. They lost to the White Sox. It is what it is. That's your move. However, he also said today is Tarek Skubal Day. You celebrate, right?
Yes.
We all celebrate. So it's impossible, I think, to think about Tarek Skubal and not think about the future. Because this is the weirdest contract thing with any athlete ever. Scott Boras is his agent. He's got 2 years of control left, including this year. You get him for 2 playoffs, and you know he wants record-breaking money. Jeff Passan from ESPN said, could take $400 million. Ken Rosenthal doesn't believe that.
$400 million?
That's right. Okay. Ken Rosenthal doesn't believe the Tigers stand the chance to get him. Scott Harris has been on record saying it takes 2 sides. Odds are, unless you want to give the man a blank check, and he's going to hit free agency, so you're going to be bidding against other teams, you're not going to re-sign Tarek Skubal. Odds are. Fair to say? Is that fair?
No, it's very fair to say, Rick.
All right, so he goes tonight, and I've been on record. And I want your plan. I want David's plan. Paul, I want everybody's plan. 248-539-9797. What is your Skubal plan? Like, if you just want to say, I want to enjoy this year and next year and shut the hell up, then I guess so be it. But I find it impossible. I really do. When you have a first place team and the best pitcher in baseball, to not think about what comes after next year. So I want to give you my plan. And you tell me if you agree, disagree, what do you want to do? Here's my Skubal plan. I pitch him this year. Because you're a first-place team. There's no way in hell I'm trading them. You can win a World Series. I pitch them next year. Odds are you're going to be pretty good still. And you have a chance to win a World Series. After next year, I'm giving him the qualifying offer. He's going to turn it down because it's only 1 year. He wants the big money. And I'm going to take the comp pick. I am not going to pay him what he wants. He's going to be 31 years old. He's got a history of arm injuries. He only goes 6 innings. And his last outing, he wasn't even allowed to pitch past the 90-pitch mark. And he's pitching on extra rest these days, too. I'm not paying Skubal what he wants. If he wanted to take less, he already would have signed with Detroit. He's taken a big risk because if he, God forbid, blows out his arm, he gets nothing, essentially. But that's my plan. I play him this year. I play him next year. I say goodbye. I build a statue if he wins the World Series. I take my comp pick, and away we go. What's your plan?
God, I hate to say I agree with you, but I do agree with you, Rieger.
Why do you hate to say it?
Well, because you're normally wrong.
That is just mean.
It's also factual.
I doubt that.
I'm not into paying any pitcher $400 million.
Rumored.
$200 million was going to be a stretch. $400 million means you're looking at probably an 8 to 10 year contract. He's already going to be 31,
yes.
Which means you're married to him. You're stuck with him. You know, you may get a couple of good years, but then after that, it's going to be, you know, Miguel Cabrera, you know, pitching wise.
No, it's going to be bad.
Where you're like, oh my God, how much are we paying him? Can't we just get rid of him and DFA him? No, you can't.
Like how people used to talk about Baez.
Right. I look at this as if it were going to be done, it was going to be done last year. And when it didn't get done last year, I'm like, I don't think he's here long term. Nothing about whenever he talks about the Tigers, it's always talked to my agent above my pay grade.
Right, and it's not his fault. We understand.
I get it, but I have never gotten the sense that I want to be this Tiger for life. So I'm with you. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels come off.
Right, ride the horse and then say goodbye.
And then in 2 years, you're right, I'll make a token offer knowing it's going to get turned down, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to try to get everything that I can out of him for the next two seasons.
As you should.
If you're the Tigers, if you're smart, maybe you make a play and try to bring in and trade for another starter that can kind of take his spot once he leaves, and you can have a great 1-2 combo for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
But there is no way, especially if it's the rumored $400 million. I'm old school, okay? We had the argument yesterday. You know, yeah, I like the teams that bunt the ball. I can't see paying a pitcher $400 million. A guy who, let's just say, best case scenario is involved in 35 games a year. Yeah, I know he's a starting pitcher, but he's only there for an everyday player.
Like 15% of your season.
An everyday player, I can see. If you had an Aaron Judge, it's like, ooh, man.
He'd be making more than Aaron Judge.
But not for a starting pitcher, no.
And I agree. So what is your Scooble plan? I know you thought about it. Now, on the off chance the Tigers are no good next year and they fall out of being good, then you trade them. And you get something back for them. A team uses them for the postseason, and then he goes on to sign his massive deal. I'm not paying him. I just can't do it. I'm just going to use them. But it's weird because if you say that, people get offended by it. Because I do think, kind of like Michigan fans care so much about vacating wins and want that championship from 23, I think most Tiger fans want to give Scooble a blank check, want to lock him up for life, and doesn't care what it costs, and they will just simply cite, there's no salary cap, dumbass. So pay him whatever he wants. Make sure he's a Tiger for life. I'm not doing that because even though there's no salary cap, that to me would be an irresponsible contract.
It is. And I think the Tigers are kind of telling you without telling, because he's on the pitch count. They don't throw him. You know, it's about 90 pitches and then he's out of there. And I get it. You're saving him for the postseason. You're trying to burn him out. But I don't. Really, you don't hear the rumors of any type of offers, knowing that the clock is ticking.
Yeah, there's nothing. You're right.
I just think that this is, we're going to just go ahead and we'll see what happens in 2 years. But I won't be mad at Scott Harris either, because Rieger.
Absolutely.
He is going to ask for the world. I'm going to let the Mets pay him. I'm going to let the Dodgers pay him. I can't see this happen. I mean, you saw different player, but I mean, Atlanta, Max Fried was like, yeah, you know what? Sorry. We're going to let the Yankees pay you. They're going to sign you for this long 10-year, I think 8-year deal. Go ahead. You can leave. We're not paying. And I think the Tigers are going to say the same thing. I can't, not on an everyday. You're not an everyday player. So therefore, I'm not for that. That's
Tigers do a great job of developing pitching specifically. They have a great pitching coach. They have a great assistant pitching coach. I think they could fill the void that a guy like Scooble would leave, and you don't want to lose him. The other thing that I can't get past, like, and Jim Costa had this great stat, and you can think whatever you want to think, but if you go back to 2024 and you talk about the great pitchers in baseball, like Scooble, like, all of them have thrown more pitches than Tarik Scooble. If you go to those types of pitchers, 18, 17, 16 times, they eclipse the 100 pitch mark. Scooble has done it 4 times since last season. And he had a chance on Saturday in Kansas City in a nothing-nothing game to go back in there at 90 pitches. I'm not saying he didn't want to, but they wouldn't let him. And he was on an extra day's rest, right? So if they treat him like that now, babying him, could you imagine if they sign him to a massive deal? What would the babying look like then? I'm not doing it, but we're curious. Where do you think this ends? What's your Scooble plan? Are you one of these people, and I see it on the ticket text, that you want to give him a blank check? You want to give Tarik whatever he wants to make him a Tiger for life? Would you dare trade him, knowing you could get a boatload for him, but it would really hurt your playoff chances,
guys,
and
I've
your
heard,
World Series chances.
I've heard everything you've had to say. I'm going to give you my plan of what I would do with Scooble when we get back.
He's going to do it next.
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers and Tarik Scooble in Pittsburgh. All right, we get that. We'll take your calls. 97 on the ticket. Talking Tarek Skubal on Tarek Skubal Day. Scoobs against the best in the NL Cubbies later tonight, right here on the ticket. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. It's impossible to watch Skubal pitch and not think about the future. So I gave my Skubal plan. Rico gave his Skubal plan. David is about to grace us with his, and it doesn't involve Aaron Rodgers. However, just grazing or looking at the ticket text, a lot of people just simply want to give him the money. They think we're cheap. Baseball has no salary cap.
Or they don't care.
Or they don't care. So maybe I should rephrase the question. Instead of asking what your plan is, do you seriously just want to give the man a blank check to keep your star in this city until he retires? I am so against that. Rico's against that. But it does seem like most Tiger fans are like, bruh, there's no salary cap. Shut up. Pay the man. Don't be cheap. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, no, I'm against the blank check. I definitely would not do that. In fact, I would actually trade him in the offseason. And I understand where the team is currently. I get that. But if it happens with this trade, I'm willing to give up 2026 and start ready for 2027. You would get prospects that are in the majors or right there on the edge, and you will be right back in 2027. He's not going to re-sign with the Detroit Tigers. So I get what you all are saying. Use him up until he's gone, but he's not going to re-sign. And I do not want to just continue to go. I don't think they're going to win the World Series in the next 2 years.
See, David, I can't sit here and say and agree with you on that. I'm not going to trade him because his value keeps going down. If you were going to get anything for him, it was going to be last year.
And I get that.
Now, I mean, you're trading him, but you won't get as much. I'm just going to ride this thing. So long as this team is competitive, he'll be a Tiger. He'll be on the roster. He's going to pitch. Knowing when this is over, next year, he's probably gone. He'll throw his last game, and he'll then go to either New York or L.A., and pitch for one of those teams.
As sports fans are concerned, we always worry about losing a guy for nothing. People bring up Max Scherzer, who left when you thought you had him locked up. In this situation, Rico and I, our plan, you're not losing him for nothing. You're trying to win a World Series. Like, it's kind of rare, isn't it, to actually pay a guy and have that guy stay on your team to help you actually win the ultimate prize? And then if you do, you say goodbye. If you don't, you're probably saying goodbye regardless. I just think it's ridiculous. It's not even realistic to think that the Tigers are going to give Tarek Skubal, a guy that doesn't throw over 100 pitches, $400 million.
No.
That's crazy.
No. If anything, you were going to extend him last year, you would have got a deal. And let's just say you signed him to a 5-year deal. By the time that deal was up, Rieger, he would have been like, what, 32, 33? Yeah,
but he's not down for that, which I don't blame him. Which he wants to get the big money.
He wants to sign that deal at 31.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
He wants free agency. He wants multiple bidders.
At that point, I'm thinking, you know what? God bless you, son. Go get your money. And if I'm the Tigers, I'm gonna ride you until the wheels come off.
Yeah. And by the way, the Tigers are treating him great. They're looking out for his arm. They want him to be ready in October. But I don't think there's any chance they re-sign him because they're not going to pay that kind of money. Rob in Farmington Hills, you're on the ticket. What's the word, Rob? How are you?
Hey guys, what's up, guys?
Hold on. Hey, Rob.
A couple things.
Rob, we're going to put you on hold for a second. You're kind of breaking up. Put him on hold.
Oh, shit. All right.
Okay. All right, that was a train wreck. All right.
Let's check that line.
Did you dump that? Somebody dumped that?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Fantastic. How about a couple quick ticket texts?
He was enjoying himself. You guys are so cheap. Pay Skubal. Pay him. We have no superstars on this team. Heaven forbid we keep one.
I don't think it's a fact of Rieger and I being cheap, and I'm not going to speak for you, Jeff. I look at this. First of all, this team doesn't seem like the type of this organization ain't going out there breaking the bank over anybody. And they're more concerned about paying guys way down the line. I don't see it happening. Like, this isn't like certain teams, you just know they're going to spend money. They're going to go and do whatever they can. And when have we said that's the Tigers? It's been a long time. It's been, what, about over 10 years?
Yeah.
for the last time we were like, oh, the Tracer's going to go out
it's
and spin.
It's been a while.
Yeah. The Prince Fielder
days.
Mr. I was alive. Okay? When he was alive, yes.
And that was a time to be alive when you bring up Prince Fielder, when the only reason they go get him is because of a V-Mart injury.
Right.
And you think, okay, V-Mart's hurt, and they go spend $300+ million to get Prince Fielder.
And you knew V-Mart was going to come back the next year,
right.
So you had V-Mart, you had Prince, but if you remember, Dombrowski didn't want Prince. That was all Mr. I. I don't think, and I could be wrong, I don't think Chris Ilitch cares if Tarek comes back or not, but it's a totally different era.
Well, see, I don't
you
know
can't throw 130 pitches anymore.
I'm not going to say he doesn't care, but what
okay.
I'm saying is...
I don't know
is,
if it's a top priority.
Right. I just think that he does things differently than his old man. And if you just look at it on surface, this is not the type of deal that I see the Tigers doing. It's bringing him back and locking him up. So it's not us being cheap. I just don't think they're going to do that. If they were going to make a deal, it was last year. It would have been a trade. You could have got a ton for him.
That's why we did the topic over and over and over again.
But I think at this point, we're just going to be, you know what? He's 2 years and then he's gone. So let's try to win a World Series. Let's try to get as much as we can, because after that, I don't think you're going to see him starting for you game one of the 2027
yeah.
season?
2027, yeah. Yeah.
So why would you give Tarek Skubal a blank check? Are you in the camp where you're just willing to pay him? Doesn't matter what he does. I mean, because you do know that if you sign him to an 8-year, 9-year deal, the back half of that contract is going to be brutal. Nobody wants to be involved with that. I like it that you're getting Tarek Skubal in his prime right now. Your time is now. I know the organization loves to tout how great their minor league system is, and it is, right? The McGonagalls and Max Clarks, and I know, you know, if Mike was here, he'd mention Wyatt Langford somehow, some way. But you got Skubal right now in his prime. He's, what, 28, 27 years old. You got him in his prime right now. Use it. Let's go. You got the best team in baseball, despite what happened yesterday in the south side of Chicago. So where are you at? Are you willing to give Skubal a blank check? Do you care that much to lock up your ace for the foreseeable future? Or are you with Rico and I? And kind of with David, too. Use them and say goodbye. And hopefully win a championship and build a statue. 97 won the ticket. So it was just told to me by Jeremy Otto. Do you realize Detroit has the worst air quality in the world right now? We're yeah. blaming the Canadians. That's why the Panthers win today.
I don't get this thing with you in Canada. It is real. Hit me last weekend.
Oh, did it?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, Friday night last week. I guess they had just started blowing. Oh, it was horrible.
Really? Canada. I played 9 holes yesterday outside. It was beautiful.
I think it's one of those things.
I got super lungs.
Either it affects you or it doesn't. I think it affects David. Either that or David just wanted to take a couple days off and lie to us.
Yeah, he does sound bad today. Maybe that's why. So wait, do you think
this is the best stuff sound in a couple days?
David came in with the vid.
As soon as he walked in the door, you heard me cough. He was like, uh-oh.
He got the vid. Let me take the long way around.
I didn't know the vid existed anymore.
It still exists.
Oh, it does?
It just doesn't kill you.
Oh, fair enough. So I have a question, then we'll go to the phones. Are you willing to give Skubal a blank check? That's pretty much where we are at 3:33 on a Friday as he's getting ready to pitch against the best team in the National League. But I want to ask all of you guys. So awful air quality, Skubal on the bump. Does that mean he's only allowed to pitch to 82 pitches today?
No, but in all seriousness, they may monitor that. Like I said, the air quality affects different people different ways.
Right.
Like you said, you're out there, you play golf like a madman all the time.
I do, yeah. Not well, but yes.
Me, I went home and I'm coughing like on the way. I'm like, okay, something is wrong. Am I coming down? But I didn't feel sick, but I was all stuffed up and felt horrible. Finally, I closed all the windows, turned on the AC for a second, then ran the air purifier, and then
good
I can breathe
good.
Again.
Yeah. Good as new. Let's go to Jerry. You're on the ticket. What's the word, Jerry?
Hey, Jeff and Rico, how y'all doing?
Jerry.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Skubal's had Tommy John already, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, correct. He had that ulnar nerve that Jackson Jobe is now dealing with. He had surgery on it. I don't know if it's actually called Tommy John, but yes. Yes, he's had two surgeries.
Okay. Nope, no thanks. 5 years, $275, take it or leave it. I like the guy. He's good for us, but no, that's it. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, and he's going to leave it, so he's going to walk.
Yeah.
And you'll get a comp pick. Unless you stink next year and you'll trade them. But yeah, Jerry, you're pretty much with us. And it's, by the way, it's nothing against Skubal. We love Tarek. He's awesome. I just don't know that I think he's going to be awesome 4 years from now when you're paying him ridiculous amounts of money. And by the way, let's not lie. I know people love to say, oh, there's no salary cap. The contract doesn't matter. If you sign a bad deal to that magnitude, it will affect other deals down the road, and you probably can't bring in the people that you want to bring in or re-sign the people you want to re-sign.
Yeah, because think about it. How many times did we have to hear, well, we can't sign anything because we got Miggy's contract on the books. Wait till his contract falls off the books. We're still waiting, but that was the big thing. Well, we signed Miggy to that bad. And now it's, well, you know, you got Javi to the bad deal, and we can't do anything until that falls off the books.
It is really an interesting time to be a Tiger fan. Because Tarek Skubal could have done with a lot of people done and just took the money. He could have got extended last year. It didn't matter if he got injured at that point. But he's like, no, screw it. Boris is my guy. I want record-breaking money. I want the most ever for a pitcher. And I don't blame him at all. Good for you. Do your thing. I'm just not giving it to you. Let's go to Kevin, hanging in Temperance. You're on the ticket. What's up, Kev?
Hey. So I'm actually in Detroit. But I got a Temperance number. But thanks for taking the call. First time caller here. And, you know, I think I love Tarek too. And, you know, I'll probably make a trade next year to see if you can get something out of him, unless, you know, you're contending for a World Series again. And, but I think something that's never talked about is, you know, maybe a replacement is Trevor Bauer. You know, he's tearing it up. No one seems to want to give him a chance. I don't really understand why. He's a Cy Young winner.
You don't understand why. No. He's never playing in the majors again.
No. Kevin, I get what you're saying. They did find out. Look, I'm not getting to that.
Yeah, but they're not going to give him another chance.
I think he got blacklisted.
He's been blackballed, for sure.
He's sitting in the same suite with Kaepernick. Like, these are guys that will never play again professionally.
Now, Kevin, I mean, he won his lawsuit. It seems like he's been exonerated, but there was a lot of smoke there, and I don't think any team wants to take a chance on him.
I don't think they want the protest outside, and they don't want all of that stuff. Kevin, you're right. He should be playing right now, because you would think, give him a prove-it deal and see what happens. But Dodgers and teams are like, no.
I mean, like, Kevin, if he wasn't blackballed, if he legit – was going to come back to Major League Baseball, he'd be here already. Somebody would have signed him for dirt cheap. As you mentioned, he was good until he went to Japan or wherever he happens to be.
Yeah, Mexico now. But I just don't understand how, you know, he's been innocent in every facet of the court of law. And, you know, so it's like if there was going to be a protest, well, what are you protesting? He's an innocent man. So I think it's just a weird slippery slope for when you see guys that are convicted of, you know, bad things, and they still are in various leagues. So I just think it's something that, should get some attention. But appreciate you guys taking the call. Go Tigers.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I mean, Kevin, is this your first day in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, the owners can really almost do whatever they want, too. And they can bring you in.
David, people get angry over, you know.
You have the wrong hot dogs.
Whether it's a hot dog or a sandwich, right. And they're ready to fight you over this thing. Are you kidding me? What color was the dress? I hate you now. I get what he's saying.
Is it blue or is it gold?
Dude, don't get me started on that.
Were those the options? I forget.
Those were the options.
I always saw gold.
No, it was white. It was white, was gold, white? Or blue.
Oh, I see no colors, Rico. Chris in Flint. You're on the ticket. Knew that was coming. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys, hard to follow that drop, but okay.
I would agree.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So I would not give Skubal a blank check or anything near what he is expecting, and here's why. Obviously, the surgeries are the big reason that second-to-last caller touched on that. I don't see a whole lot of pitchers nowadays with everything that's coming out with, you know, different kind of labs and everything. To get that kind of money. I mean, the few that I can think of would be like Paul Skenes And right now it's Hunter Brown for Houston. That's the guy with the trajectory and his numbers that I would be okay with dropping a ton of money for. But with Scooble, his surgeries and everything like that, it's a little leery. You know, you never want to see one of your star players walk. Detroit has a bitter taste with that, with pitching in the past. But you can't really invest that kind of money into a pitcher who's already been under the knife twice.
I mean, and Chris, I'm with you, and the fact that by the time you pay him, he's going to be 31, and chances are, if he makes allegedly the amount of money they're saying, $400 million, you're looking at about an eight-year deal in order to make that happen.
And Chris, I've said it once, I say it again, like, I truly believe the Tigers would love him, but just not for that price, and we all would love him. But I also think back to, and work with me for a second, like, I think people thought the St. Louis Cardinals were stupid for allowing Albert Pujols to walk away after they won a championship. And it turned out to be a great deal for them. And then, of course, they got him back and he got red hot in the last 3 months of his career. But you got to do what's best for your team. And I love Tarek Skubal, but there's a lot to say. There's no way you give him a blank check.
There's no way. And especially at the position of pitching. And I'm a Tigers and a Mets fan.
All right, we lost them.
We lost them.
Wow. Apparently, the phone lines, Tigers and Mets fan, phone lines just cut them off. Oh, interesting. All right. You got a couple more ticket texts, then we're going to move on.
Yeah, I got a couple, all right. I got a few sending me stuff. Oh, you love Big Ben in Pittsburgh. I personally did not love him as a person in Pittsburgh. He was my quarterback. But I did not like him as a human being.
What are we talking about?
Because of the Trevor
Bauer. Trevor Bauer thing.
Yes.
Because of what Big Ben went through.
He can love Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers at the same time. I mean, he even loved this guy.
For a second, I did. Someone says his agent wants to set the market. He isn't re-signing here. He did the same with CC Sabathia in Milwaukee to New York. Steve in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, Milwaukee had him for, 2 months as a rental. Remember, they traded for him and almost beat the Yankees, if I remember correctly. Or maybe it wasn't the Yankees. Yeah, he went to the Yankees. But yeah, they had him and they knew they were going to lose him. It's kind of like, I think, what the Cubs are doing with Kyle Tucker right now. They traded for him. He's a rental, is he not? And he's not going to sign long-term with them right now. And they might lose him for a comp pick, but oh well, they're going for it.
I wouldn't pay him at all. I would actually trade him. He hasn't done anything yet. Look at his failures in the playoffs from last year. Trade him today.
That's harsh.
I don't think you're going to get much. And next year.
Well, I disagree. Trade him right now, you get a ton. You get him
at the deadline, yes. You get more than you would at the offseason, like I said.
I think you would have got more last year because you would have had a couple years of control.
I agree. But if you trade him right now to a team for two playoff appearances, you would get a ton. The problem is, you got to be a moron to trade him right now. You're trying to win a World Series. I think people forget the goal is to win it all.
And right now, the Tigers have the third best odds, according to FanDuel, to win the World Series. So you're probably not going to move him.
And you got some injuries to starters, so you kind of need Tarek.
But I would just ride him till the wheels come off.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
All right. We do a little blitz coming up next. By the way, 4 o'clock. I'm very excited for 4 o'clock. I am going to kick everybody's ass at who said it. I listened. I knew I was doing the show today. I've listened to this station all week. I will not be stumped. I listen to every show. Nobody cares. 97 on the ticket.
We really don't.
Rico.
Yes, sir.
Let's do some football today.
So this conversation happens every year in the NFL. Who's going to go from worst to first?
Pittsburgh Steelers got Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh, to win the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, MVP.
Well, they weren't the worst team in the AFC.
Wait, they weren't the worst?
Are you sure about that, David?
They kind of seemed like the worst.
They weren't.
Worst team in the playoffs.
Actually, let's start with the team that was worst in the AFC North. Going from, who has the best chance here. Okay. We all know number 8, Cleveland Browns. They have no shot to go from worst to first.
No, when you have 5 quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. That in and of itself is going to be a fun circus to watch because it's truly going to be spin the wheel. no clear-cut person. And, you know, it's going to be the day, the build-up, when they finally just say, Shador's starting for us this Sunday, and let the spectacle begin.
Yeah, they have a 2.7% chance of winning the division, 9.8% chance of making the playoffs, which make them 16th in the AFC.
It wasn't too long ago they were a playoff team and had a winning record, so maybe they revert back to that, but I would agree with you. Train wreck. And by the way, Myles Garrett, buddy, pal, enjoy that contract.
And the problem is, you know, they actually have the defense to get it done. You just got to score points. And I don't think that they're going to stick with the who's the veteran on the team, the quarterback?
Joe Flacco?
The Flacco that actually took him to playoffs.
No. Yeah, a couple years ago.
They won't stick with him
long
enough because the pressure is on Shador. You got to play him.
And did you hear his quote? They asked him about, you know, teaching the young quarterbacks and stuff like that. And he basically said, no, I'm trying to get a job. I'm not here to teach anybody, basically. So
he was like.
Exactly.
Do you know who I am? By the way, 2 years ago, 11-6. Why not the Browns?
Next on the list with the better chance in the Browns, but not overall a great chance, would be the New York Giants at number 7 here. 3.3% chance of winning the division, 10.1% chance of winning, I'm sorry, of making the playoffs.
You know what? He's not here, but this is what he would say.
It's no shot, right? No shot.
Once again, who's your quarterback? You don't have one. So, look, I think Russell is better than what Cleveland has, but you play in a division where you got two really good teams and one okay team.
Yes.
They're going to feast on you. You're their homecoming game.
Yeah, especially a team like Dallas that you speak about that's the good team that's trying to
come
up.
No, they're just the okay team.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to come up, so they're going to step on the Giants to come up.
Right.
I just like their quarterback room. I mean, it's only a matter of time before Jameis Winston's going to be the starter, and that's going to be fun. And then Tommy DeVito and is still in the mix.
Tommy DeVito
and Jackson Dart, the rookie, he has to learn from all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I actually think the Browns will be better and have better odds or have a better chance to make the playoffs than the Giants do.
Okay, next on the list would be the Las Vegas Raiders. They were 4-13 last year, have a 7% chance of winning the division, 23.9% chance of making the playoffs.
I'm going to say no. I know Pete Carroll's coming in there, and he's
pedal to... Geno Smith is there.
Pedal to the ground. He is going to...
Ashton Gentry?
He's trying to come out there because he's not on a five-year plan. He's about trying to win right now. But in that division, you got the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though they're faltering, I don't think that the Raiders have enough to overcome the Chiefs.
Yeah, that one's just speaking of, we just talked about the NFC East being competitive. The three teams that are there, same thing, right? The Chiefs are at the top.
The Chiefs are at the top.
The Broncos and the Chargers are fighting.
The Broncos and Fighters, they're good. They're not great, but I think the Chiefs are just that much better that they could win, I think, 11 games and still win their division.
How long until Max Crosby, how many weeks, says, what the hell was I thinking?
I don't think
I really want to leave. I don't want to be a Raider for life.
When he looks at that bank account.
I mean, that's fair. He could have got that in a lot of places.
I think he's going to be a part of Raiders management, so he can live with it.
He went to Eastern Michigan.
No.
Yeah. Lions fan growing up.
Let's get to the next team here before I say something that I regret. Tennessee Titans in the AFC South went 3-14 last year with a rookie quarterback. They have a 14% chance of making the playoffs. AFC South.
I'll take this one.
Anthony Richardson already has an injury with the Indianapolis Colts.
So that means Daniel Jones.
CJ Stroud is dealing with a shoulder issue in Houston.
Go ahead.
You said the Titans, right?
Yeah.
I did.
They should have the worst odds.
Why is that?
They're pathetic. I would take the Browns over the Titans.
No, see, here's why. Because last couple of years,
yes,
rookie
break
quarterback,
it down, Rico.
Rookie quarterback comes in, takes team to playoff that nobody saw.
Do you think Cam Ward's that guy and the Titans is that team?
I think if there's a quarterback in this draft, it would be Cam Ward. I mean, think about it. We didn't think that Jayden Daniels was going to do what he did last year.
Tyler Lockett is about 85 years old. Calvin Ridley, not as good as he used to. Ah, come on, I can't see. I actually think the Titans will be the worst team in football again.
Okay, you just said it was going to be the Giants.
I changed my mind. I forgot about the Titans.
No. David,
I actually said the Giants would be worse than the Browns.
David, this is one that I could see only because Houston gave up their entire offensive line. They may not be as good as we think that they are. Anthony Richardson, you tapped out of a game, son. I can't look past that.
So remember what Jeff just said, that he said it was going to be the Giants as the worst team.
No, right.
The Titans as the worst team. He might be saying this next team.
No,
is
hold
the worst
on a second.
Team.
To be fair, I said I thought the Browns had a better chance than the Giants.
Okay, well, you
and
might,
I'm just telling you the Titans are worse than them both.
You may say this team is worse than those.
All right, let's go. This is
the
exciting.
New Orleans Saints.
I forgot about them too. They're pretty bad.
Derek Carr retired. They have a rookie, and then they have a rookie. I mean, what do they have?
Was it Tyler Shuck?
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler.
Okay, here's the thing. This will be the worst team.
Okay, this team.
No, this is. And it's going to set up for the ultimate story. Arch Manning goes to the team where his grandfather played. Archie Manning.
Okay, I could see that.
This is it. Like, if you're New Orleans, the season ticket slogan, we're not trying this year. I'm just going to let you know, we're not even trying. That's it.
Don't you feel
bad? March to Arch.
Right.
That's genius.
That was not mine. That was all Paul.
Of course. Paul is brilliant with the one-liners.
Yeah. Get the little jazz band going down the street. Yeah.
Yes. Paul is brilliant with the one-liners and Chris Bosio history. I just feel bad for Alvin Kamara. There. Go.
Next on the list will be the New England Patriots of the AFC East. Everyone expects them to take a jump and a leap this year. But do they go from worst to first?
No. They'll take a jump. They may finish second, but I don't think they have enough to overcome the Bills.
I would agree with you. I don't think they overtake the Bills, but I actually think they're better than all the other awful teams you just named. So they're number two in my pecking
order. I don't think you
order.
Understand the assignment today. Go ahead.
And then you have the Bears.
I don't think they're going worst to first.
The Bears at number two, who have a 14% chance of winning the division. And then you have the 49ers at number one, who on this have a 35% chance of winning the division.
The Bears, I think, could happen. I would give it a little better chance than that because right now I got every team in the NFC North at 25%. I do. So I would give them better
Everything's
odds.
Everything's even. I like that.
The Niners, yes. I do think if Christian McCaffrey is healthy, they could overcome the Rams and they could go back.
It's a big if.
That's not that big of an if.
No, I think it's a good point by Rico. I do. I think it's the more winnable division for the Niners as the Bears got to overtake the Vikings and the Lions.
They got to take over everyone.
Yeah, so I would probably say the Niners as well. Not to mention they got to rebuild with a nice draft pick.
So very true.
I'd probably go the Niners, number one, your team.
Yeah, I wouldn't go the Niners. I would go the Bears.
The Saints are really
bad,
though.
That is your football today.
Titans, too.
97-1.